On Saturday, Donald Trump walked into the Lion's Den speaking in person at the Libertarian Convention, one of the third-party political groups like the Green Party that has, you know, just a tiny, tiny fraction of people who are disaffected and just not satisfied with the Republicans or the Democrats. And while the liberal media is celebrating this and trying to make fun of him because at times he did get booed by some of the attendees, I'll play you some of the clips in a moment, this was actually a brilliant and bold move. Trump met with boos, asking libertarians for nomination and votes at chaotic convention, reports ABC, always broadcasting crap. Matt Drudge probably came up with this headline when he was hanging out at a gay bathhouse in Thailand somewhere. Booed, heckled at libertarian convention. The Don loses control. The video MAGA doesn't want you to see. Oh, really? Well, let's take a look at this clip then, shall we? The full clip in its full context, not just the first half, which is the only part that's being circulated by the liberal media and Matt Drudge.
The Libertarian Party should nominate Trump for president of the United States. Whoa.
It's a mix of cheers and boos, to be expected. So that's the part that the liberal media is circulating. That's the part they clipped and are trying to make go viral on social media. But here is the second half they don't want you to see.
Thank you. No, only do that if you want to win. If you want to lose, don't do that. Keep getting your 3% every 4 years. The reasons for doing so.
Keep getting your 3%, he says. And that wasn't in the script. That was him pushing back. And again, this hostility was to be expected. And the sad truth that the libertarian voters don't want to know is they are throwing their vote away, as this very basic comic illustrates. Today I will vote for third party. And then the Democrat wins by that margin. And then they take away your guns. Libertarians are a very unique bunch. Generally, they believe in maximum freedom or individual sovereignty, which also usually means like no taxes, because in their view, the government taxing people is forcing them to engage in a behavior that they're not volunteering into. And that's a violation of the non-aggressive principle and the free market. And they come up with all of these convoluted rabbit hole philosophical arguments about how they believe society would still somehow function under their worldview, when in reality, they mean well and they're nice people, but they are just pipe dreaming. Now, that's not to say I don't agree with all of their points that could actually practically be applied. They have a lot more in common with us than they do with the Democrats. They believe in the Second Amendment. They don't believe in foreign intervention and giving our tax dollars to foreign countries. And so there's definitely way more overlap with traditional conservatives or Republicans than there are with the Marxist Democrats and the Libertarians. Which is why Donald Trump went there to try to convince them not to throw their vote away this election.
Our rights and freedoms have never been more in danger than they are right now. That is why I have come to extend a hand of friendship to ask for your partnership to defeat communism, defeat Marxism, and defeat crooked Joe Biden, who is destroying our country. He's destroying our country.
Nobody certainly disagrees with that. So what's it going to be, libertarians? And remember, perfect is the enemy of good. Is Donald Trump perfect? No. Even if you don't think he's good, you certainly got to admit that he is at least okay, especially compared to the alternative. I mean, what are you going to do? Vote for this guy? This is actually the Libertarian Convention, and this is not a protester. This happened a few years ago. But this is an official member of the Libertarian Party. One of the delegates, okay, probably running for Libertarian Party's nomination for president. And this is him exercising his freedom, okay? Like I said, the Libertarian Party is a joke. And you don't have to agree with everything that the Republican Party or Donald Trump stands for. But when this is your alternative, I think the choice is clear. And this is who the Libertarian Party nominated over the weekend as their presidential nominee. Of course he's gay. And quadruple vaxxed and proud to wear his mask. I'm sorry, but if you vote for this clown or the Libertarian Party, you are just as bad as the Marxist Democrats. And a lot of libertarians are into Bitcoin because, like I said, they don't like the government having their hand involved in anything. And so they see Bitcoin as a independent, decentralized form of currency or medium of exchange, even though it's not really a currency because the Bitcoin digital white paper said that it's supposed to be digital cash, but it's too slow and too expensive to actually use as cash. The Lightning Network seems to be vaporware. It's a whole big can of worms that's far beyond the scope of this video. I think it's personally a digital roulette wheel at this point. It's just gambling. It has a lot of pitfalls. It's too unstable to actually function as a store of value, as digital gold. But the libertarians love it. Philosophically, it does seem like a brilliant idea. Practically, not so much. But Donald Trump knows the audience. And since a lot of Democrats want to ban Bitcoin, like Elizabeth Warren, Donald Trump made this pitch to the Libertarian Party.
I will ensure that the future of crypto and the future of Bitcoin will be made in the USA, not driven overseas. I will support the right to self-custody to the nation's 50 million crypto holders. I say this with your vote. I will keep Elizabeth Warren and her goons away from your Bitcoin. And I will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency.
There we go. Now that's good. That's something we can all get behind. I can already see some of the Bitcoin bugs are getting upset and they're sounding off in the comments. You just don't understand Bitcoin. I thought that you were smarter than this. Bitcoin has failed as a peer-to-peer currency. The white paper says it was supposed to be digital cash. It's too expensive. It's too slow to send peer-to-peer cash. Transaction fees too high. And then they changed it to, well, it's a store of value. Then it's digital gold. Gold doesn't drop 50% of its value in the course of just a few months, and then take 3 or 4 or 5 years to finally get back up to that level. It's a whole other conversation. But anyway, Donald Trump knows the audience, and he pulled an ace out of his sleeve when he said this.
And if you vote for me on day one, I will commute the sentence of Ross Ulbricht to a sentence of time served.
A lot of people may not know who Ross Ulbricht is in the Bitcoin community, in the libertarian community. They love him. He's the guy who started Silk Road, the online Amazon of drugs, basically, where people use Bitcoin to then buy drugs. And it did like $1 billion worth of business. There was over 140,000 people who used it. And so he eventually got caught, sentenced to life in prison without parole. Also, adding on top of those charges was he allegedly tried to hire a hitman to kill somebody who was going to rat him out. And he denies that. And all the Bitcoin bugs and the libertarian people say that he was framed for that. And that wasn't really him. I didn't follow the case very closely, so I'm not sure about that. But he definitely was the founder of the Silk Road on the dark web. And one of the biggest drug dealers in the history of the world. And don't give me the mental gymnastics that he wasn't really selling them, so he wasn't the dealer. He was just facilitating the free, voluntaristic exchange of money for products. He was one of the biggest drug dealers in the world. But the Bitcoiners and libertarians love Ross Ulbricht. He's like a folk hero to them. So by Donald Trump saying that he would commute his sentence if they vote for him is absolutely brilliant. I, on the other hand, sell t-shirts, which you can get free shipping on from markdice.com through today by using the promo code BACKFIRE at the checkout. So order your Christ is King shirt, your Sorry No Vacancy, Deport the Mall shirt, the Trump 2024 shirt, the classic F. Joe Biden, Operation Mockingbird shirt, Ultra MAGA, Dare to Re-elect Trump, Celebrities Know Best, or any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and most of them in a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code BACKFIRE to get free shipping in the U.S. through today, and check them out!